morning, friends. It's Friday here at Coast Community Radio, and I'm your host, Jim Wilkins, ably assisted by Terry Wilson, the engineer of record for this show. So if there is any prosecution heading our way, please talk to Terry. The producer of this show, Friday with Jim, is Kathleen Morgane, and the show was originally conceived by former station manager, Lisa Smith. Lisa, thank you so much if you're listening. And our guest today is Jeff Hazen, newly hired director for the Sunset Empire Transportation District. Hey, Jeff, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Jim. It's great to be here. Thank you.
I'll have to admit I've known Jeff for many years, so we've got plenty to talk about. But I'd like to start out with a little kind of a biographical sketch, if you would.
Sure. Well, I've lived in Oregon most of my life. I was born in Roseburg, grew up both in Reedsport and Lake Oswego, and spent a little time up in the state of Washington to finish up my high school years. And right when I was in high school, I went to work in retail for a small drug chain called Payless Drug Stores. And that was the beginning of my life in retail, which has spanned over the past 34 years, all over the West Coast, Washington, Oregon, California, back to Oregon, and most recently at Costco Wholesale, most people know me from. And after 34 years in December, I decided it was time for a change. And so I semi-retired from Costco in December and spent a few months traveling around with my wife, enjoying life of leisure and not working. And but reality set back in. It was time to go back to work. And here I am now at Sunset Empire Transportation District as their executive director, and I couldn't be happier.
You know, before we get started in that direction, I wonder if you could talk a little bit about the Costco organization. It's an interesting American phenomena, and I know they started here in the Northwest. Could you talk just a little bit about Costco?
Sure. You know, it started, excuse me, back in 1983 up in Seattle, Washington was their first location, and then shortly after that building opened up, they opened up their second location in Portland. And from there, it just kind of flourished throughout the Northwest, and then it went across some buildings down in California, so across the West Coast, and then over in the eastern part of the U.S. And then in 1993, Costco and Price Club merged and created one company, and it's flourished ever since. They now have over 600 buildings worldwide. They're in several companies throughout the world. Most recently, they just opened up this year in Spain. So they've really expanded their horizons. It was a great gig to work there. It's a great business, big business, a lot of volume, and I thoroughly enjoyed my time there.
Yeah, I became familiar with the Costco on Maui at Kahului.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't believe the business that walked through that store. It just
huge.
A constant stream of stacked shopping carts heading out of that thing.
This is Terry. I've been in the Costco store in Kaohsiung, Taiwan, and it's four stories high. The two top floors are parking, and all the prices are in Chinese and in English. You can buy everything there that you can buy here. Their beer and cigarettes are Chinese. You can even get their famous hot dogs and Coke.
Yep, and I've been to the building in Yangjae, Korea, just outside of Seoul, and that's one of the busiest, that's now, I believe, the busiest Costco building in the entire company, and it's amazing what the volume they do. I mean, it is off the chart.
Yeah, but while you were doing this Costco stuff, you were also really involved in community activities over in Warrenton.
Yep, I was. I believe it was 1999. I was appointed to the City Commission of Warrenton and served for about 5 years there, both as a commissioner and served a couple terms as mayor. Really enjoyed that. And that was my first foray into public service. And I think that was one of the catalysts for me feeling comfortable going to work for a public agency.
I know I mentioned before we went on the air, one of the things that I've kind of been focusing on talking with people on this program is climate change. And mm-hmm. in the case of Warrenton, the resultant sea level rise. I wondered if you could talk a little bit about what you know. I know, I realize that you haven't been there for a while, but what kind of preparations are being made to support those dikes and levees? I know there's a FEMA a mandate that's come down, and what do you know about what Warrenton's going to have to do?
You know, I don't know a lot. I know the city is working really closely with the federal government, you know, both FEMA and the Corps of Engineers. There's a lot of concern, you know, and it really was driven, if you look back a few years when Hurricane Katrina happened down south and what happened after that with, you know, particularly New Orleans. And so the whole process, it was a game changer for every community, getting their levees and dikes certified to meet the new standards, which there's arguments about those standards. So the city is currently muddling through that process and trying to get the thing figured out to where there's a common sense solution rather than I believe a one size fits all, you know. So they're working very hard on it.
Well, after your spell of traveling around and having a good time and taking it easy, then you came back here and ended up taking this position with Sunset Empire Transportation District. How did that come about?
You know, I had applied for it earlier this year, and I wasn't selected. Again, I had envisioned when I left Costco to try to get into a public service agency, and this one became available when Jay Flint left, and I thought, you know, that's something I could probably do. And so I didn't get it the first time around, and then they had a director, and then the position became open again, and so they contacted me to find out if I was still interested, and I of course told them yes. And they brought me back in for an interview, a couple of interviews. I got to interview with the board again, and then I also got to interview with the staff. The staff managers and supervisors got to interview me, and that was a great experience because I got to share who I was and my style of management, and it was a great interview. And they chose me, so they hired me, and I started the end of October.
How would you characterize your style of management?
I'm not a micromanager unless I have to be. I'm very team oriented. I don't refer to my leadership team as staff. They are the leadership team at the district. So we have team meetings each week, and I've got a great crew there. They do a dynamite job, and you know they're very helpful to me. Coming into the position and not knowing, you know, I don't have a transportation background. So they've been great, you know, handling all the day-to-day operations. And I really, my whole thing is to keep everybody in the loop on everything. The left hand needs to know what the right hand is doing. And so it's a real team focus type leadership. That I really enjoyed the first team meeting that I had. I think it was the second week. We all gathered in the conference room at the transit center in Astoria, and I spoke for a few minutes, and about 10 minutes, and then I said, okay, everybody gather up your stuff. We're gonna go on a field trip. And we finished our first team meeting on the bus. Went through Astoria and had a great time. Sat at the back of the bus, finished our business. The bus driver loved it. The passengers thought that was cool, and and the team did also. They thought that was pretty neat. So,
well, you know, one of the duties that you're going to have to perform in your new position is a member of the board of the Astoria Riverfront Trolley Association. And last night we had our annual dinner banquet, and you failed to show up, Mr. Hazen.
Yes, and you are correct that I dropped the ball on that. I ended up getting out of the office rather late last night, and I apologize for missing that.
Now, Sunset Empire is a special district, and as such, it operates under special district rules. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, some of the transportation districts are actually arms and branches of the counties that they're in, but we are a separate district. We have a elected board of directors and operate independently of any other municipal government. So our board of directors sets policy, and then we execute that policy and run the day-to-day operation of both the bus system and our ride care system.
So are you a member of the Special Districts Association?
Yes, we are. I'm not a board member of them, but we are involved with Special Districts, and they're a great support group for anything that we need. You know, through these times of transitions, they really stepped up and provided interim managers for the district and do a great job being a resource for us.
How could you characterize the interaction between the Special Districts Association and Sunset Empire? Do they provide guidelines, kind of thing?
Yeah, you know, as a small district, you don't have a lot of resources, but right. As the Special District Association, they can pool all those resources from the special districts and really have a good go-to place when you need help, like if it's legal help with employment law, policies. They're really good about providing support on that.
Well, I'd like to remind our listeners that it's Friday here at Coast Community Radio, and we're visiting with Jeff Hazen, who recently jumped on board this Sunset Empire Transportation District as its new director. Thanks for being with us, Jeff.
You bet.
Now, how many employees or how many people work at the Sunset Empire?
We have just shy of 40 people right now. Now, that's between both the bus system, you know, which includes our drivers, employees at our transit center and in our operations department, paratransit, and also in our ride care, which our ride care division handles we're the brokerage for Medicaid transportation. For actually the Tri-County area of Columbia County, Clatsop County, and Tillamook County, we dispatch all those rides.
Kind of expand on that a little bit. I'm not sure exactly what you're talking about.
Okay. Medicaid, of course, is, you know, the Oregon Health Plan. And those clients have the ability to get assistance with transportation needs for going to their doctor's appointments, physical therapy, pharmacy, those type of things. So the client would call us in order to, if they need a ride or need help with transportation, they would call us and then we dispatch the appropriate service for them, whether it's it could very easily be a bus pass. It could be one of the car services that we contract with. You see the medic's van, their paratransit van. It could be them. It could be our own paratransit department if they have wheelchair needs. So many different types of transportation, and we coordinate that whole thing.
And how is that funding appropriated, and how do you get it?
We get... currently, we get reimbursed by the state through the Oregon Health Authority, which used to be DHS, and then they broke off the Oregon Health Authority Department. That's going to change next year because we're going to the coordinated care organizations, and that's the one here is going to be the Columbia Pacific Coordinated Care Organization. We call them CCOs, and we'll be contracted with them. The clients won't notice any change whatsoever, and so we'll be funded through the CCO.
Okay. Now, part of the infrastructure that you run involves a lot of vehicles. How many vehicles do you have?
Bus-wise, we have, I believe, 20 buses at this point, maybe 21. I don't remember right off the top of my head, but it's right around 20. And then we also, we have the Dial-A-Ride service, which we just started up again for a couple of areas, both Warrenton, Hammond, Jeffers Garden, Miles Crossing, and Napa Svensson. We got that started again in those areas because they're kind of underserved, you know, and hopefully down the road we'll be able to expand that to other areas of the county. So we're excited about getting that going again because that was a feature that people really missed when it went away a few years ago.
The Dial-A-Ride?
Yes. Yep.
Well, that kind of ties into my next question, Def. Looking to the future, I mean, you're just coming into this position, probably just getting your feet wet, yep, figuring out what the heck's going on. What other changes do you anticipate implementing?
You know, I'm an idea guy, you know, and there I come up with far-fetched ideas sometimes, but, you know, I certainly see us growing. We're working on something right now with our ride care brokerage that, you know, I can talk a little bit about. We may end up picking up part of the tri-county areas of the metro area in Portland, Washington County, Clackamas County, and Multnomah County. We're working on that right now. We'll see if that comes to fruition.
What do you mean picking up? How would that work?
There, part of the, again, going back to the Medicaid, there's going to be, there's certain people that are what we term fee-for-service clients. And they may not, the CCO that they're in may not cover certain aspects like dental or mental health, those type of things. So the OHA contracts with another agency, which currently right now it's TriMet, but TriMet will no longer be in the brokerage business come January 1st. So we're looking at the potential of picking that up. You know, right now, just in our three counties, we dispatch about 3,000 rides a month. Picking up those three counties, that will add an additional probably average of about 6,000 rides a month. So really growing our business, which, you know, coming back with a background from retail, I'm all about growing the business, mm-hmm, you know, and so we're looking at doing that. Hopefully we'll know soon if that comes to fruition. And with that, we'll be able to hire some more people to help in that office as call takers, dispatchers, and such. So pretty excited about that. You know, as far as down the road for other things, the sky's the limit, you know. And it was funny because I was down in Salem a couple weeks ago with Jason, our ride care manager, and we're driving back, and I said, you know, I wonder if Sunset Empire someday could operate an airline out of the Astoria Airport. So I'm always thinking of those type of things, you know, think big. You know, there's a lot of things we're working on now. You know, we have a mobility management department that helps people learn how to ride the bus, how to utilize our system to the best that they can. We're involved with the state with a transportation options program to try to reduce single vehicle or single occupancy vehicles and come up with, you know, better ways of transportation to free up road space. So those are kind of things that we're working on currently, and those will expand in the future too.
You know, you mentioned airlines. That's interesting to me. Have you got any kind of plan about how to proceed? What kind of service would you do?
No, absolutely not. You know, again, it was driving back from Salem and that long trip down there. I said, wouldn't it be nice if we could start an airline? Haven't even looked into it. I'm too busy right now learning everything else within Sunset Empire. So that's something that's way, 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 way down the road to even look at, think about.
Now, what kind of programs do you have to increase the energy efficiency of your operation? Obviously, operating 20 buses is going to burn a lot of hydrocarbons and stuff. And there's a big push nationwide to decrease those emissions. Are there any ways that you can work in that direction?
You know, I think as we're buying new buses, replacing those older ones, you know, there's a lot more efficiencies built into them. And so we will be looking at that, you know, as we purchase new buses. I looked at one the other day. It was a flex fuel bus, and you know, which will provide, you know, better efficiencies on the road. But again, going back to the transportation options, if we can get more people on the bus and out of their cars, that in and of itself is going to save a lot of that hydrocarbon going out into the atmosphere.
Now, you mentioned flex fuel. What is that?
I don't know totally. I can honestly say I don't know everything about it, but I know that it does provide it's more efficient. It won't use as much of the, the standard diesel that most vehicles or gas would use.
Have you seen any attempt by the manufacturers to come up with electrical vehicles?
Haven't looked at that yet. Actually, somebody asked me about that yesterday. I was talking with somebody last night about that. And, you know, you see electrical buses in the metro areas, bigger cities where they're hooked up on top on wires. And like, I know we were up in Tacoma a couple weeks ago, and I saw one of those buses that was off those wires. So they're real flexible to where they can be driving on the road where there's none of that overhead wiring. And then they can hook onto it as they get into to where that electrical infrastructure is. Rural area, I don't know how that would work out. That wouldn't work very well, but I think as time goes on, technology improves, I think we'll probably see more manufacturers coming out with some better designs for electrical buses. But I don't see that in the near future. I think the technology's got to get a little bit better.
And one of the factors that you mentioned earlier is that you need to get more riders. What yep. kind of programs can you implement to convince people to, you know, leave the car parked and hop on a bus or something?
Well, and that's something that our mobility management people and transportation options people really work on. The state started the TO program a couple years ago, and we're still developing our program here for our immediate three-county area, because it's obviously a lot different than the metro areas. A lot of the districts will be the coordinators for van pools, say, you know, which in Columbia County, you know, that's a good option for Columbia County, because there's several people that work in Portland that live in Columbia County, and right now I don't believe anybody coordinates those. Maybe that's something we can pick up. The rural area is going to look a little different. Clatsop and Tillamook County, I see us really focusing more on multimodal things like bikes, you know, riding your bike to the bus stop, getting on the bus to get where you need to go, you know. So then we have to look at our capacity to carry those bikes. Right now we have the racks on the front of the buses that carry two bikes, and I've been searching around to find how can we increase the amount of the bike racks on the front of the buses. And so far, I haven't been able to find much. Seattle just retrofitted all of their buses within the last 2 years to where they can carry three bikes, but they also have some bike racks inside the bus. So that's something that we'll look at. But I think bikes can be a big thing for us.
Yeah. Well, you know, part of our listenership is in Tillamook County. We have a repeater down there.
Yep.
I'm curious what Sunset Empire does in Tillamook County.
Well, let me tell you about the Connector program. The Connector program is a program that we are interlinked with Columbia County, Clatsop County, Tillamook County, and Lincoln County and Benton County. So we're all connected. Our transit systems are connected. So people can get from Portland down to Lincoln City by going on our bus systems. We're all linked together, and we sell passes, you know, for those type of trips. And this started just a few years ago. It's called the Northwest Connector, and we're working hard on looking at those times of those connections and trying to make it a little bit smoother. We're still in our infancy on that, but it's going to grow. So right now, you know, if you want to go down to, you know, one of the casinos down in Lincoln City, you could by riding our bus and doing the transfer on the way down. So that's where a great partnership is with Tillamook County and the other counties.
How do you interrelate with the Greyhound bus?
Well, we sell Greyhound tickets. We do have the Point bus that goes from Astoria to Portland a couple times a day.
That's a Greyhound bus?
It's not a Greyhound. It's contracted. I think through the state, but it goes to the Amtrak station in Portland and the Greyhound station in Portland, so you can make your connections from there. Very popular bus to use. I've ridden it before, and very comfortable. In fact, I got to sleep all the way, and that was kind of nice.
Do they have a bar on board?
No, they don't.
But you have, I've known several other people that have used that, and you've used it. It's fairly convenient, huh?
It's very convenient. I was actually purchasing a car in Hillsboro, and so I jumped on the point here, went to Portland, and then grabbed the TriMet light rail, the MAX train, back to Hillsboro, and I had to walk about a mile to this person's house to get the car. It worked out dynamite.
How do you guys interact with the Job Corps Center? And those students and their buses?
Big customer of ours. They buy bus passes for each of their students. So any of the Tongue Point students with their ID can get on our bus at any time and travel around. You know, with Tongue Point, I was riding the Route 10, which is the Astoria route that goes up to Tongue Point. And I rode it on a Friday one day. And boy, I couldn't believe how many kids were lined up to get on the bus. We absolutely packed that bus full because Friday's the big day. You know, the kids get out and they go home. So they'll ride the bus down to the transit center and then get their connecting bus or whatever to Portland or to Longview to hit the train station in Longview. And we take a bus up to Longview.
You know, another big bus user around here is the Astoria School District. Do you have any programs set up to interrelate with them?
Not right now. I know that they did. They were working on some maintenance issues, but that's something that, you know, again, maybe that's a partnership that we could look at. And I don't know what that would look like, but we're both transportation involved. Let's work together.
Have you talked to Craig or any of them at all?
Not yet. Not since I've been. I do plan on it, though.
Well, Jeff, we're kind of running out of time here. I'm wondering if you have any final thoughts to finish up the next minute or two here.
You bet. You know, I'm really excited about next year. We're going to be starting or kicking off in January, hopefully January, our long-term comprehensive transportation plan. And it'll be about a 16-month process to where we're really going to dissect the district and the operations, just everything. And that'll really give us a roadmap to the future. You know, as we build our system back, you know, where do we need to start? Do we need to start adding routes, frequency, those type of things? So there's going to be a lot of public engagement in that, too. So be looking in the paper and listening on the radio for those announcements of those meetings, because we'll want a lot of people involved with that.
Well, is that a public document? Can you get it and read it?
It will be. Once it's developed, okay. It absolutely will be. Yep.
So that's top of the list for you, huh?
That's come January. That's yep, that's going to be a big one for us.
Well, we've been visiting today with Jeff Hazen, who just recently took the job as the director of Sunset Empire Transportation District. Jeff, I really appreciate you coming in. I've enjoyed speaking with you.
And me too. Anytime you'd like me to come and talk about the bus, I'd be happy to.
Okay. I'd urge our listeners to stick around for Albert Smith's always wonderful Friday Folk Show. And until then, I forgot to report that next week we will not have a Friday show. It's the day after Thanksgiving, and management has told me that my services will not be required next Friday, which will be fine. So, but Friday after that, we'll be back. And so thanks for listening, and talk to you in 2 weeks.